A Descent into the Maelstrom by Edgar Allan Poe. The ways of God in nature, as in providence, are not as our ways, nor are the models that we frame any way commensurate to the vastness, profundity, and unsearchableness of his works, which have a depth in them greater than the well of Democritus. Joseph Glanville. We had now reached the summit of the loftiest crag. For some minutes the old man seemed too much exhausted to speak.
"Not long ago," said he at length, "and I could have guided you on this route as well as the youngest of my sons. But about 3 years past, there happened to me an event such as never happened to mortal man, or at least such as no man ever survived to tell of, and the 6 hours of deadly terror which I then endured have broken me up body and soul. You suppose me a very old man, but I am not. It took less than a single day to change these hairs from a jetty black to white, to weaken my limbs, and to unstring my nerves, so that I tremble at the least exertion and am frightened at a shadow. Do you know, I can scarcely look over this little cliff without getting giddy?" The little cliff, upon whose edge he had so carelessly thrown himself down to rest that the weightier portion of his body hung over it, while he was only kept from falling by the tenure of his elbow on its extreme and slippery edge, this little cliff arose, a sheer, unobstructed precipice of black, shining rock, some 1,500 or 1,600 feet from the world of crags beneath us,